This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Black holes, the cosmos, space and time travel, science and technology, brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku,
and GCNlive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. On Science Fantastic, we profile the amazing, jaw-dropping scientific discoveries which are revolutionizing our world and touching our lives. And in this hour, we're going to talk about, well, what's inside your blood. We're going to talk about heredity, about genetics, about the Genome Project. We're going to talk about, well, your family tree. Maybe you subscribe to 23andMe or Ancestry.com. Maybe you've delved into your own DNA to find your ancestry. Well, with us today is Dr. Carl Zimmer. He is an adjunct professor at Yale University and author of a great new book, She Has Her Mother's Laugh, The Powers, Perversions, and Potential of Heredity. And we should also point out that he's the author of a number of great books, including Evolution, The Triumph of an Idea, Microcosm, and Parasite Rex, and he is a regular science contributor for the New York Times. So, Carl, once again, glad you could be on Science Fantastic.
Thanks for having me. Good to be back.
Great. So let's just jump right into your book, She Has Her Mother's Laugh, The Powers, Perversions, and Potential of Heredity. First of all, let me ask you a question about your own childhood. How did you first get interested in science, biology, and also science journalism? What led you in that direction as a child?
Well, I was always writing little stories or comic strips, and I guess I was just sort of had a fascination with science. I grew up on a little farm, and I would sort of wander around and encounter, you know, weird animals and plants, and just sort of these things kind of struck my curiosity. I didn't really put it all together and say, oh, I should be a science writer until my early 20s when I was lucky enough to get a job as a copy editor at a magazine called Discover. And once I was there, I said, wow, this is really speaking to me because it connects the two things I'm really passionate about. And I've been writing about science ever since.
Okay, why did you write this book, and what does it mean, your title, She Has Her Mother's Laugh? What do you mean by that?
Well, yeah, I'm always struck by how we talk about what we have in common with our parents, grandparents, what we have in common with our kids if we have them, and you know, and we'll talk about how we get these particular traits from the people who came before us, as if you could just sort of take a laugh and transfer it from one person to another, or you know, you say, oh, you have her eyes or her hair or the way you walk or you know, you like to read thriller novels or whatever. I mean, and so, you know, these things are certainly true, like, you know, that a daughter may have a laugh a lot like her mother's. But what I was wanting to say, like, okay, what is the real connection underneath all of that? And what does it really mean to inherit things? And why does heredity mean so much to us? Why do we use heredity to define who we are? And so sort of a launching point into an exploration of this strange thing we call heredity.
Okay, well, let's just jump right into heredity, specifically Ancestry.com, 23andMe. Millions of people are subscribing to these services where you put a little bit of saliva in a tube, mail it off, they sequence the DNA, and then they give you your unknown family history, your relatives that you never knew you had, third generation, fourth cousins, four times removed. Your family tree that you've never seen before. Now, have you done this yourself?
Yes, I've tried out a couple of these different services, and I even went beyond that and had my entire genome sequenced and then analyzed by scientists, and I talk in the book about the kinds of things that they were able to show me that kind of give me a glimpse of what we're going to be seeing in our DNA maybe 10 or 20 years from now when we dive even deeper into our heredity.
And what did you find? Any insights into your own past that shocked you, surprised you, or confirmed what your parents had told you when you were a child?
You know, I think a lot of people get surprised by some of the ancestry reports. And, you know, they may have thought that all their ancestors came from one place, and the report is suggesting that some of them came from somewhere else. And, you know, I certainly had that experience. You know, my parents have looked into their genealogy pretty far, and my DNA suggested that there's a lot of Southern European ancestry in my background somewhere, and that has not shown up on the radar at all. So, you know, it's possible that the genealogy is bad, but it's also possible maybe that, you know, these ancestry tests still need to improve. You know, they're only as good as the data that goes into them. And so these companies are trying to build up databases of DNA from people from lots of different parts of the world. And it's a work in progress. And, you know, Europe is probably best represented in these databases, but even then it's not that great. And then if you have, say, ancestors from, for example, the Pacific Islands, you're not going to get a very precise look at all because they simply don't have those people in the databases.
Okay. Well, let's talk a little bit about history, because one of the strong points of your book is history. And, well, recently we had a royal wedding with Meghan Markle. Many people said that she brings new blood into the royal families of Europe. However, isn't there a darker side to that? I mean, these kings and queens of old in Europe married into each other's family to preserve the line. And that, of course, brings out genetic diseases. And so tell us a little bit about the curse that many of the royal families of Europe had that some people claim even led to the destruction of empires.
Yeah, so before people knew about DNA, heredity was still very important to them, but they wouldn't talk about genes or DNA. They would talk about blood, and noble families were very jealous about preserving their noble blood, and so they would arrange marriages for their children with people who are like of proper nobility, and this is no more important than for kings and queens and princes and princesses. The problem with that is, among other things, that you are really limiting the gene pool, and so in Europe, the kings and queens became more and more closely related to each other. And so you have the Habsburg dynasty, which was ruling much of Europe as well as much of the New World in the 1500s and 1600s. And there you would have literally like have uncles marrying their nieces. And when you get that level of inbreeding, heredity can take a very dangerous turn because people will be inheriting a bad copy of a particular gene from both parents and getting a hereditary disease. And so what happened with the Habsburg dynasty, as I talk about in my book, is that they, over the generations, they suffered from more and more diseases and had more and more trouble having children. And the children they did have were very ill. And so eventually the whole dynasty collapsed. And basically they ended up with one king who could not have a child, and the empire fell apart. And it was all because of heredity, which they couldn't understand.
And speaking about empires falling apart, in the United States, we talk about King George, of course. The colonies revolted against King George. But some people say that, well, King George had a genetic disease that made him prone to madness. And perhaps that's the reason why we have the United States of America that broke off from merry old England. Could you elaborate?
Oh, yeah.
Let's take a short commercial break, sure. And after the break, I want to talk about, well, our own American history as to whether or not our own creation of the United States of America was also linked to a genetic disease. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135, and maybe you can be on national radio. Give us a call.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM-ACAM-A4M of NutraMedical.com and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Once again, our special guest today is Dr. Carl Zimmer. He's an adjunct professor at Yale University. He is a staff writer, a staff columnist for the New York Times. He's written a number of great books, including Evolution, The Triumph of an Idea, Microcosm, Parasite Rex. And today we're talking about his latest book, She Has Her Mother's Laugh, The Powers, Perversions, and Potential of Heredity. And also, you should go to my website to find out what I'm up to. It's mkaku.org, M-K-A-K-U.org. And it lists the four New York Times bestsellers that I've written. My latest book, The Future of Humanity, about the space program, hit the New York Times bestseller list just a few months ago. So find out what all the excitement is about. mkaku.org, M-K-A-K-U.org. Or go to my Facebook site, Michio Kaku. We have 3 million fans on Facebook and 600,000 fans on Twitter. Well, once again, we're talking about heredity today in this show because the book is called She Has Her Mother's Laugh, The Powers, Perversions, and Potential of Heredity. And he mentioned the fact that in Europe, the Habsburg dynasty collapsed, altering the fate of empires because of all the inbreeding that took place in the royal family. And in England, we have King George, who, of course, was a favorite target of the early colonists. colonists, and that's why America broke off from Mother England because of that. Some people think that, well, maybe King George also suffered from a hereditary disease that made him prone to madness. What are your thoughts?
Well, some of the symptoms do resemble a condition called porphyria, and which is a hereditary disease that can actually cause periods of delirium. And it's certainly possible. We'd have to actually look at his DNA to really be sure about that. And the amazing thing is that we can actually do that if we so choose. You can actually pull DNA now out of skeletons. And so, maybe someday somebody won't want to take a look.
And also, talking about Russia and the Russian Revolution, some people think that Rasputin, the mad monk, helped to delay reforms in Russia leading up to the Bolshevik Revolution of 1917. And some people say that the power of Rasputin came because he was able to gain the confidence of the queen, the Tsarina, because the child that she had suffered from hemophilia, which in turn came from Queen Victoria. Queen Victoria had quite a few children and had the gene for hemophilia, apparently, and spread it into the families of Europe, causing havoc. And some people say there's a weak link to the Bolshevik Revolution as a consequence. Could you elaborate?
Well, there were certainly conditions like hemophilia that were a problem for the royal families of Europe. It's not just Victoria who's to blame. This particular mutation was floating around, and because people were closely related, you could inherit that same mutation from a common ancestor not that long ago. This is a problem for not just royal families, but really for any community of people that has a pretty small population and tends to just marry among themselves. So like the Amish farmers of Pennsylvania or Ohio, they have a whole set of their own diseases that they have to deal with, and they're different from the ones that the royal families of Europe had to deal with. And it all comes down to heredity.
And also, I understand that the people of Iceland, originally many of them came from Norway centuries ago, preserving the ancient Norwegian language, but also creating a laboratory for geneticists who want to study a closed population that has been isolated for centuries, right? So isn't that a gold mine of genetic information analyzing the people of Iceland?
Yeah, Iceland has turned out to be yielding some of the most interesting insights into heredity anywhere in the world. And it is, as you say, because a small group of men from Scandinavia stopped off in Britain, brought along some women, and then went to Iceland. And it was just a very small founding population there that settled there. And the island is so isolated that they haven't had a lot of subsequent immigration from other groups. And so everybody can pretty much trace their ancestry all the way back to those founders. They have these amazing sagas that tell all the genealogical information. And so there are actually a number of scientists who are mining this history, both written history and genetic history, and they're discovering all sorts of fascinating things about diseases and other human traits, things that apply to us all. They've even found a mutation that seems to provide strong protection against Alzheimer's disease among some of the Icelanders. So, some of our medicine in the future may basically come out of Iceland.
Okay, and your book also touches on hot-button issues that are controversial even today, such as, for example, the link between intelligence and genetics and heredity. That's a hot topic, of course, because many people like to claim that they're more intelligent than another group of people. But what does the science say, if anything at all, about intelligence and heredity?
A topic that has really inflamed science for a very long time, and I talk in my book about how it really started going in the 1800s and actually led to eugenics, which was the claim that we needed to control who got to have children and not in order to improve the entire human race. The idea being that if intelligence was totally hereditary, then you could essentially breed humanity the way you would breed livestock. And this led to all sorts of terrible outcomes like enforced sterilization in the United States, extermination programs in Nazi Germany. Now, the fact is that, intelligence does have some basis in heredity. That you can actually, trace it by looking at families and how they do on tests. And scientists are even beginning to identify some of the genes that play a little role in that. That being said, that doesn't mean that it's just how you're born. There are lots of ways that intelligence can be molded, and the environment can have lots of influences for good and for bad. On intelligence. My concern with people talking about intelligence and genetics is that they'll just sort of throw up their hands and say, oh, there's nothing to do about, all the problems we have in our education system. I think that it just argues exactly for the opposite.
Okay, now what do twin studies show us? Twins that were separated at birth, raised in different families, so you cannot say that environment played the decisive role. What contributions have scientists made analyzing twins that were separated at birth?
So twins offered some of the first glimpses into the influence of heredity, because you basically had almost a natural experiment when you're looking at identical twins. They arise from the exact same genome. And so now you have two people with basically the same genome, and you watch what happens with them. Do they turn out the same or differently? And even when they're separated, through adoption, for example, identical twins will show some pretty remarkable similarities to each other, which helps to pinpoint how strongly inherited certain traits are. Now we've sort of been able to move beyond twins because it's possible to sequence DNA so easily. You can just look at, a million people, look at all their DNA, and then compare it to something you want to study, like, for example, intelligence or heart disease or whatever you want.
Now, some people say that perhaps intelligence is influenced by the environment so that it masquerades as heredity. And some people point to looking at height, that height can vary depending upon how good a diet you have. And it can be even larger effect than heredity. So what are your thoughts comparing height to intelligence?
Yeah, so in She Has Her Mother's Laugh, I actually talk a lot about height because it's an amazing story. It seems like such a simple thing. It should be something you just measure with a tape measure. And yet there's this incredible complexity, it turns out, to it. And it is true that there are lots of genes that influence our height. And overall, under the same circumstances, tall people will tend to have tall kids and short people tend to have short kids. So obviously genes are playing a role there, but it depends incredibly on their environment, how much food you get.
Okay, Carl, let's take another short commercial break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135, and maybe your thoughts will be heard on national radio on Science Fantastic. So give us a call.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. With us today is Dr. Carl Zimmer, author of the book, She Has Her Mother's Laugh, The Powers, Perversions, and Potential of Heredity. We should also point out that he's a regular science contributor to the New York Times, author of a number of great books, including Evolution, The Triumph of an Idea, and Microcosm, and he is also an adjunct professor at Yale University. So, Carl, where we last left off, we were talking about heredity and height and intelligence. So isn't it true that many factors influence our height, including diet, including your economic background, and also including your heredity?
Absolutely. So the heredity is very strong for height. It's one of the what scientists call a heritable trait, and it's one of the most heritable traits we know of. That being said, it can also be very influenced by the environment. And I think one of the most amazing examples of that is that all over the world, over the past century, people have gotten much, much taller, in many cases several inches taller on average. If we were to stand next to people from a century or 150 years ago, we would be looking down at them, no matter where you're talking about on Earth, pretty much. And the reason for that is not because people inherited different genes. The reason is that they were basically inheriting a different environment, you know, that they were growing up with more food, with better medicine. In some cases, education may play a part in it. And all those factors have led to us just being a taller species.
Okay, now also another hot button topic is the question of race. Some biologists have said that race doesn't exist at all. There's just no such thing as race. Other people have said, well, that's kind of stupid. You just look out the window, and obviously there is such a thing as race. Some people think that race is maybe an average concept, a geographic concept, not necessarily a concept that you can put as a scientific definition, but as an average concept, as a collective concept. So what are your thoughts about the question of race?
I think that race is a historical artifact. I mean, it's a word that took on meaning in the 1500s and 1600s and the 1700s as a way of dividing up people into very stark categories so that they were fundamentally different from each other. In some cases, people were claiming that they actually had originated separately from some primate ancestor. I don't really see there being much point in trying to salvage the word when we are looking now at the genetic diversity on Earth and seeing just how mixed up we all are. You can find genetic variants in one population present in another population. You don't find super stark barriers between groups of people. It is true that you can use these ancestry tests to estimate where people's ancestors are from, and that's great, but what you're looking at there is ancestry. And ancestry is just not the same thing as race. And people will say, well, skin color. Sure, that's people have different color skin, but I can show you two people from the continent of Africa. One of them is very dark skin, one is very light skin. Are they part of the same race? Well, you get to these sort of arbitrary determinations, which are really kind of pointless when we're trying to really understand the history of our species. And what you see is that there are these populations that sort of split apart and then come back together. They merge together. So in Europe, that happened many, many times. Incredibly distinct people coming together, interbreeding, and mixing their genes together to create the pattern you see today.
And let's take another short commercial break. And after that, we're going to continue a discussion of your book, She Has Her Mother's Laugh, by Carl Zimmer. And you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. And maybe you can get on national radio.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit vercelmedia.com, vercelmedia.com.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back.
or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
To you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. With us today is Dr. Carl Zimmer, author of a new book, She Has Her Mother's Laugh, The Powers, Perversions, and Potential of Heredity. And we should also point out that he's a regular science columnist for the New York Times, adjunct professor at Yale University, and his previous books include Evolution, The Triumph of an Idea, and Microcosm. When we last left off, we were talking about the question of race. Isn't it true that skin color is related more to protecting you against ultraviolet radiation from the sun? Melanin, which is responsible for skin color, darker skin color, protects you against ultraviolet radiation. So the closer you are to the equator, the more ultraviolet radiation you get and the more protection you need, and therefore the darker you get. And the reverse is true. When you go north, you get lighter because you have to allow sunlight in to make vitamin D. And so isn't skin color not necessarily a question of race so much, but a question of where your ancestors were on the latitude of the planet Earth? What are your thoughts?
Yeah, so it does seem that latitude does play a part, because on the one hand, when you're at the equator, you want to have a protection from very intense sunlight. If you're at high latitudes, you have another problem, that you actually need to get vitamin D, and if your skin is too dark, you're not going to be able to absorb enough sunlight to generate vitamin D. But it's just one factor. I mean, you can go from one place to another at the same latitude and see people with different skin colors. Just look, for example, at the equator. If you look at in South America and in Africa, you're going to find people with dark skin in one place and light skin at the other. People in Ethiopia, even within Africa, are very light skinned, and they're not very far away from the Dinka or some of the darkest skinned people around. And so, so there's other things that are going on as well. Part of it may be diet. You know, maybe you get a lot of vitamin D from fish, for example. Part of it may be just sort of what people are attracted to, and that might play a role as well. So skin is biology is really fascinating, and scientists are starting to uncover the genes that we inherit to give our skins these color. And in Europe, one of the biggest surprises is when they dig out skeletons, they were 10,000 years old or 8,000 years old, they discover they were not light-skinned. They were probably very dark-skinned. It isn't until maybe around 4,000 years ago that Europeans in general become light-skinned, and nobody really knows why yet. So there are lots of fascinating questions to look into with skin color.
And also going back even farther, recently scientists have calculated the amount of Neanderthal DNA that exists in our genome, and we're quite shocked to find that it's not insignificant at all. What are your thoughts about this discovery that, yes, there are Neanderthals in our bloodline?
Absolutely. I mean, and one of the fun things that I got to do when I looked at my genome was actually to get a whole catalog of all my Neanderthal genes. So I can like point at these different genes and say, thank you to the Neanderthals for that. And what it looks like is that when humans, our species arose in Africa around 300,000 years ago, and then a couple hundred thousand years later, some people started expanding out of Africa, and it was then that they began to encounter Neanderthals. And there was interbreeding, and some of these hybrids made their way back into, you know, our society and passed down those Neanderthal genes to subsequent generations. So the people with ancestry outside of Africa are roughly 1% Neanderthal. Some have a little extra. And, you know, we may just be kind of getting rid of it over evolutionary time. You know, maybe we'll only have 0.5%, you know, in 2,000 years. But on the other hand, maybe some of these Neanderthal genes are actually helping us fight disease, helping make our skin more resilient. There's a lot of possibilities for why we have these different Neanderthal genes still left in us.
And also going back into the past, isn't it true that roughly 70,000 years ago, there was a bottleneck? Most of our ancestors died. Only a handful of us, maybe a few hundred, maybe a thousand, survived to repopulate the entire planet Earth 70,000 years ago. I mean, isn't that amazing that genetics can allow you to recreate the ancestry of the human race and show that all of us are descended from a small group of people?
Yeah, and what's really interesting is the way that we can look more closely at these things. And actually, it's not 70,000 years ago, it turns out, but at other periods of time, we had very small populations, and we managed to survive, and here we are.
Okay, well, let's take another short commercial break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call at 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and maybe you can get on Science Fantastic.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Once again, our special guest is Dr. Carl Zimmer, author of an exciting new book, She Has Her Mother's Laugh, The Powers, Perversions, and Potential of Heredity. And we should also point out that he's a regular science columnist for the New York Times and an adjunct professor at Yale University. And his previous books include Evolution, The Triumph of an Idea. And Carl, toward the end of the book, you mentioned the future. There is something called CRISPR technology, which allows you to edit and cut and snip chunks of DNA with very good precision, which makes possible maybe gene therapy. However, there's been a lot of hope and hype around gene therapy, for example, curing genetic diseases that haunt our family tree, but it's been kind of a disappointment. But with CRISPR technology, some people think that, yes, one day perhaps you may be able to design your own children. So what does it mean if we can have designer children and change the genetic heritage of our own family tree? Any thoughts?
Well, you know, that would really be pretty profound if we were to go forward and allow that to happen. I mean, the way that that would happen was that parents would use in vitro fertilization, and when the embryos are just a tiny clump of cells, you could use this technology called CRISPR to rewrite some of their DNA. And you might, for example, choose to remove a mutation that might lead to a disease like Huntington's disease. You might add in a change to make people less likely to get cancer, conceivably. And who knows what other traits you might try to influence with that. And, you know, there's so much research on CRISPR that at least suggests that this might be possible. But it's a big question in terms of whether that would be safe, you know, whether you might cause unwanted side effects. There's a lot of questions about ethics. Is it right to change children and future generations that way without their consent? And what really would happen? You know, people always talk about being able to use CRISPR to make super genius designer babies. And in my book, I talk about how complicated the genetics of intelligence is, and just that really raises the question of whether it would ever happen the way people dream. I'm pretty skeptical of that.
Well, several years ago at the University of Pennsylvania, it was announced that they found the gene for the super mouse, which gives mice muscle-bound muscles, and the counterpart was found in a young boy, and all of a sudden, bodybuilders were calling scientists, asking them for the enzymes that will give them the muscles of a Superman, and scientists began to realize, oh my God, there are people who don't care about the potential drawbacks of this technology. They see Arnold Schwarzenegger as their role model. Arnold Schwarzenegger took steroids, and look what happened to him. So what are your thoughts about the fact that there's going to be an enormous demand at the Olympics, at soccer games, enormous demand for genes that will enhance muscles?
It concerns me a lot because if these treatments are not tested for safety, you could have all sorts of really dangerous side effects happening. You know, Gene therapy is not a game. And in fact, gene therapy as a field kind of came to a halt in the 1990s because there was a death in one of these trials. Someone's immune system reacted to the way that these genes were delivered. So, you know, we shouldn't just be going lightly into this as just, you know, so that we can lift some extra weights. We're talking about serious matters here. We're talking about our own biology, which honestly we still don't understand very well.
Now, some people claim there could be a dark economy, a black market in genes, not drugs, but in genes. Once a gene is found, for example, that eliminates shyness in children, parents around the world are going to grab that gene, even if it's illegal. And so some people think there could be an underground economy of illegal genes, genes that may or may not be dangerous, have not been tested, but your child may have to compete against another child who is rumored to be genetically enhanced, and your kids are going to compete against that super kid, and you want your kid to be super as well. So do you think, therefore, that since we cannot control the drug trade, look at how big the drug trade is, what happens when there is a trading in illegal genes as well?
Well, I think that actually illegal genes could be better controlled than drugs because, you know, you actually need a lot of equipment and lab space and hospital beds and so on to make this all happen. It's not something you can really hide. But it is true that we've already had cases where parents who have certain hereditary diseases and want to have their eggs tinkered with genetically have left the United States and gone with doctors in the United States, gone to Mexico and had the treatments done there. So, you know, we'll have genetic tourism and depending where people will go to countries with different rules. So perhaps, you know, we need an international consensus on what is going to be allowed and what isn't, because this will be coming.
I had one geneticist on the show who claimed that in the future, high school kids will have a typewriter by which they can type ATCG and create a virus. And given the fact that the genome of the 1918 Spanish flu virus has been published, you can download it on your cell phone, in fact, one of the greatest killers of humanity in modern times is available to high school kids who, as a science fair project, may want to tinker with viruses. So are you afraid that the genetics of life are going to be so commonplace that we'll have typewriters? This very short answer, because we're running out of time.
It is a concern.
Okay. Well, Carl, thank you so much for being on Science Fantastic.
Thank you.
Once again, the book is called She Has Her Mother's Laugh by Carl Zimmer, The Powers, Perversions, and Potential of Heredity. And you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The number to call is 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station you're listening to, and the city you're calling from. Speak clearly into the tape, and perhaps you can get on Science Fantastic. So, give us a call.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.